The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. The story of the Last Judgment is a magnificent reading about when the Lord comes again to judge all the living and the dead. But when he comes again to judge all the living and the dead, we're going to have a very odd experience. There's going to be a strange awareness that we've met him before. And he will confirm this. "I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was a stranger. I was naked. I was ill. I was in prison." There'll be this realization that we've known him all along, not just figuratively, but literally. Now take note of this as well. Both the saved and the damned are equally astonished to discover that it was Jesus all along. Both those on his right and those on his left are equally, say with equal surprise, "Lord, I didn't know it was you." There's going to be a lot of surprises on Judgment Day. Do you realize that everything that has ever been done or ever will be done is going to be made known? Even all your sins, I'm sorry to say, right? The good news is all your good works too. It's all going to be made known. And right down to the last ramification, as it ripples down through all of history, all the good effects and all the bad effects of all the things that we've done, there's going to be a lot of surprises on Judgment Day. But there's one surprise our Lord wants us to be ready for, and it's this one. And that's why he tells us this, so that we can get ready. Here's the key difference between Christianity and every other religion in the world. Every religion in the world will tell you to be good to the poor. But you're never going to hear Buddha saying, whatever you did to the poor, you did it to me, right? And every religion in the world is going to tell you to be kind to those in need. But you're never going to hear Muhammad saying, whatever kindness you showed to those in need, you showed that to me. It's not important essentially or exclusively what we do and what we fail to do. What's important is the motive. We have to begin to learn to think not just what we do, but who we do it to. And that brings us to what we're doing right here. Here in Lent, here in Mass. We have our Lenten prayer, fasting, alms. Why do we bother with that? After a gospel like this, shouldn't we just get out there and serve the poor? Sometimes you'll find people saying that. They say, you know, I don't want to bother with prayer. I don't want to bother with sacraments or confession. I just want to get out there and do good works. And that's sort of analogous to somebody saying, you know, I want bright red apples, but I don't want to bother with going to a grocery store or anything like that, right? I want bright red apples, but I don't want to plant any seeds. I don't want to have to water or hoe. Why do we pray? Why do we fast? Why do we give alms? Because when we do these things, we gain vision. We begin to realize that it's Jesus himself in the least of our brethren. We gain vision and we begin to realize that this is changing our entire lives. So when you hear the Lord say, you know, whatever you did to the least of my brethren, you did to me, and it feels overwhelming, please remember that you're still living at the level of command and obey. You haven't yet arisen to the level of a personal relationship that our Lord is calling us. And so we continue with our Lenten season. And that is why we continue. Live each day as though you're terminal, because you are. None of us getting out alive. Live each day as though your soul is eternal, because it is. And let's live each day so that one day we can hear our Lord address these words to us. Come, you blessed of my Father, receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen.